This is Pastor Jim Crisson for the congregation of the Rock Springs Methodist Church. You may wonder who we are. The answer is a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. We believe that Christ must be at the center of everything we think, say, and do. Our commandment from Him is to love one another. We believe that Scripture guides and informs our faith on a daily basis. We also look to the tradition of Methodism established by John Wesley as he walked his path of reformation and established a denomination based on grace. Our ministry reflects our call to follow Christ through mission, fellowship, study, and worship. You're invited to join us as we move forward in our faith journey. Please visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org or join us in worship 10:30 Sunday mornings at 1515 Edgar Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Crisson. You are invited to join us as we worship.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you enfold us in your love. Empower our worship, that through our hymns, our prayers, and our meditation, we might glorify you in this place and in our lives. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Let us prepare to go before the Lord in prayer. Let us do so in a moment of silence as we center our hearts and our minds before our God. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, let us humbly come before you. And let us be reminded that as we bow our heads and lift our voices and spirits before you, praying in the name of Jesus, that the God of the known universe hears our prayer. Hear our prayer offered to you. In Jesus' name. Father, first let us seek to be forgiven for the sins that may be parts of our lives. Forgive us for the sins of omission, the things we should have done but did not do. Forgive us for the sins of commission, for the things we did that we should not have. Forgive us, Father, for the word said that was harmful, hurtful, self-serving. And forgive us for the kind word not shared, for the uplifting and the encouragement not given. And Father, as we seek forgiveness for the many things that may be amiss in our lives, Father, give us the strength to forgive others as we have been forgiven. By your Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us in a way that is humble before you, and that we live out your tenets of grace and mercy. And Father, we have lifted many needs before you by word, by heart, or written in our bulletin. Father, we do not know every need. We cannot begin to understand, but we know that you do and that you can. So, Father, we intercede on their behalf, lifting them before you, seeking that your will be done, knowing that you are a God of love, patience, and grace. We know that your will will be best. So, Father, let them know your hand is upon them, your presence is with them, and your Spirit will guide and comfort them. And, Father, give us strength to accept whatever your will may be, to live into it, and, Father, to be aware and to know that whatever you have called us to, you have already prepared us for. It is not unknown to you, but only unknown to us. It isn't uncertain to you, but only uncertain to us. We don't see a way, but you have paved it for us. So, Father, help us to live into your will and your purpose, seeking your presence, following your Spirit. And Father, as we pray for the needs within our church, we lift other churches in our community, communities around this nation and indeed around the world, who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, who proclaim a message of love and grace that seeks to bind us together and heal our wounds, to take away those things that divide us and bring us together in your love and grace. Father, we pray for those who are in missions and missionaries, who are in fields of service, whether it's in law enforcement, in our hospitals and nurses, first responders, those who serve in our military forces, who go as they are sent, to whom we turn when we don't have a way on our own. And Father, we pray for the leaders in our community. We pray especially now for our teachers, our administrators, and our students. From the bus driver and the custodian to the superintendent of our schools and everyone in between, Father, we lift them before you and pray a special blessing and prayer of protection into their lives. Father, keep them in your grace. Cover them in the hollow of your hand and protect them. And Father, we pray for the leaders in our community, in our nation, and nations around the world. Father, we would pray that the words of the prophet Isaiah, who reside in the United Nations building, that we would come to the mountain of Zion and learn war no more. Father, we continue to pray for those who are sick, who are in hospitals, nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes, for those who care for them, who sacrifice for them, take care of them, from the doctors, nurses, to family members. God, may you be with them. And now we join together to pray as you taught us the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture is Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our hope, and our Redeemer. Revisiting this one, if you remember, and I do go by the lectionary, so you see them in your bulletin. Those are the next 2 weeks, so I kind of know what's coming, I guess. But Psalm 133, I guess maybe we need a little more information about this psalm before we get started. Now, I want you to notice this cross. You just got to have a look at it. You know, it's just a cross, right? So just kind of, it's going to hang out with us for a little while. Everybody's getting a look at it. We'll be back to here in a little while. But just kind of keep an eye on it. David's psalm here, there's a lot of discussion about how it got there, where it came from, what was the occasion of the writing of it, why did he write it, and things like that. There was stuff going on in his family. He hadn't yet maybe gotten to the throne, and there was the things with Saul going on. And so, but I want us to see that David's psalm here is also a very, very, very well-used psalm in the tradition of Israel. It was one of the psalms that was sung as they went to one of their three, or to all three, of their major feasts, one of those being the feast that we celebrate that Jesus changed, and that was the Passover. This psalm was both a physical call as well as a spiritual call. This psalm was very familiar to them. It's steeped in, and I told the Sunday school class this morning, it was so funny. I heard somebody preach on this one time, and they said, and this psalm talks about the Old Testament. I said, this psalm is in the Old Testament. It was camped out over there. It's way before Jesus. It's way before Peter, Paul, James, John, and all of those guys. So it's camped out squarely in that. And by the way, just so you understand, Jesus was Jewish. Yeah, we are, I guess, Judeo-Christians. This is our history now, too. We're brought into it, adopted into it, Paul will say. So this is ours. But we miss so much. We miss so much of the richness that as they would have been singing this song on their way to celebrate the past, on their pilgrimage, on their journey, it would have been so rich for them as how. Now, how supposes a question, right? Isn't that how we usually start a question? How are you going to do that? You know, how's that going to happen? So it says, how good and pleasant it is when mankind, when brothers and sisters, when kindred live together in unity. How good and pleasant it is when that happens. When that happens. It is like the oil upon the head of Aaron that runs down the beard of Aaron, onto the collar of his robe. Spiritual. You remember this guy named Moses? Anybody remember Moses? He had a big stick. He carried a big stick, you know. He could stick that thing in the water and it'd just go boom. You know, he could hit a rock and water would come out. Moses was the most important prophet in ancient Israel. And the first five books of the Bible that we're kind of alluding to here are attributed, or I guess are dedicated to Moses, called the books of the Torah, which are the books of Moses. If you look in your Bible, it'll say, Moses didn't write them, just relax. But they, you know, kind of give him, put his name in there. And Moses was the leader of Israel out of Egypt, remember? Did you know that Moses was Methodist? He was. He got in trouble. He killed a man. That didn't make him Methodist. And he ran, and he got out into the wilderness, kind of like Wyoming. And he's out there trying to mind his own business. And all of a sudden, a bush catches on fire. Just catches on fire. How many of you would go investigate? Me. I mean, if a bush spontaneously catches on fire, but it's not being consumed, I'm checking that puppy out. But I'm going to go slow. Moses, he goes over, check it out. And as he approaches, he's going along, you know. And all of a sudden, God says, whoa, take your shoes off. Moses goes, Bush is talking.
Bush is talking. Okay, off with the shoes. He says, this ground's holy. And Moses says, what's going on in that bush? He said, I'm God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. I want you to go tell the Pharaoh to turn my people loose. And Moses said, huh? We need to have a committee meeting, do a study, talk about the impact of this. How are we going? Who's the fundraiser? Who's going to fix all them meals? You know, what's going to go on with all that? And God said, I'm sending you. He said, whoa, wait a minute. Nobody's voting on that. There's been no convening, no conferencing, no nothing. What do you mean you're sending me? He said, yeah, I'm sending you. He said, wait a minute, God, I can't go. You know, I killed that man down there. They won't let, if I go back, they'll kill me. God said, don't worry about that. That's all behind you now. You know, you've been out here in this wilderness for about 40 years, Moses, you know, wandering around herding sheep or whatever. You've been, anyway, he said, I'm going to send you. He said, I can't go. This is what makes him, he's done found three excuses. And he says, I can't go. You know, my tongue, I can't talk. I'm not good. I stutter. I got something going on. And God says, don't worry about that. Here comes your brother, Aaron. He'll be your spokesperson. You're going to the Pharaoh. So Moses was the Methodist. He could find a million excuses why not to go. But thank God there's Aarons out in the world. So now, you're looking at me strangely. Do you know why I'm said that? Do you know what time of year it is? We're soon going to be selecting people to serve on teams and committees. Yeah, I had an ulterior motive. So here we go. So now he got Aaron. Aaron's with Moses through it all. Moses is with him through everything. Moses follows him. Moses goes. Moses and Aaron, they're like that. They're like that. And Moses lets Aaron speak. And all the way through this thing, it's almost time. Abraham was promised the promised land. Isaac was promised. Jacob was promised, but they didn't get to see it. Moses got to the edge, but didn't get to see it. And Aaron was anointed the spiritual leader of the nation of Israel. And oil was put on his head, and it ran down over his beard and onto the collar of his robe. And Israel joined together to follow Aaron into the promised land. Can you imagine, as you're on your way to celebrate the Passover, singing this psalm that reminds you of Moses, that reminds you of the promises, that reminds you of God's presence, that reminds you of the power of God, and you're on your way to celebrate your deliverance from slavery to freedom, to go from what the world had bound you in into what God has promised you. You see, we've missed the richness of this psalm. How good and pleasant it is when they gather together in unity. It is like that moment in our history when Aaron was anointed and brought us out of and into the promise of God. And David says, and God has ordained this life evermore. And in the midst of that, we get this dew of Hermon, which reminds them in the northern kingdom of Israel was the mountains of promise and hope, from which the snow would melt, the water would run, and the life would be given. We know about that here in Rock Springs, don't we? As the water from the Wind Rivers nourishes us and gives us hope in life. Well, Pastor, what does this have to do with me? You've told me this great story, and I kind of like the Aaron thing. Well, let's put it down where the rubber meets the road. Every single one of us are on a journey. We're on a spiritual journey,
but we're also on a physical journey. We are going through this life with imperfections, with faults and everything. How many, anybody perfect here this morning? You could go ahead and leave now if you are. I mean, just float away or whatever's going to happen, you know. We want to see that, by the way. I haven't met one, and I haven't looked in the mirror and found one yet either. So we're all on that journey. How many of you stumbled this week? Anybody besides me? Anybody struggled this week besides me? Anybody looked up and said, God, where are you? I just, where did you go? You know, what's happening? How many of you have, you know, it's like this. How many of you figure out you got it right and 17 seconds later it blows up? I got news for you. You think you're a good Christian? You go out there around the back of my truck and run your shin into my hitch. I bet you cuss. If you don't cuss out loud, you'll think it. When the skin rolls down and the bone sticks out, you'll be thinking bad things. Yeah, we all there, aren't we? We're on this physical journey. We're in this world. Folks, this isn't heaven and this isn't hell. For some people, I regret, if they don't know Jesus and trust Him as Savior, then this is as good as it gets. But for us, this is as bad as it gets. Did you know that? But did you know that while you're on your physical journey, you are entwined into a spiritual journey as well? They go hand in hand. We were talking on our Facebook chat last night, and I think Pepper said that God carries us, and I said, He sure does, but sometimes this is the way He carries us. How many of you remember taking a shoulder ride with your dad or someone when you were little? How many of you found it really funny to put your hands over his eyes and say, can you see? Or do this thing, you know. Or God forbid you did the ear slap. How many of you acted like motorcycles with the ear? Come on. Nobody. What do you people do for fun? Did you just enjoy the ride? I mean, spurs, get on with it, go faster, can you duck, dodge, weave, you know, tree. My daddy would carry me, and sometimes he'd let the limb be just above his head. You ever had to hunker down and get back? Sometimes God's carrying us, we don't even know He's down there. The ride is so good, it's so fun, man. We're on that mountain, you've been there, right? God, it's so sweet, and He's loving on you, and you're loving on Him, and man, you feel like air, and you got that oil dripping down, and everything's good. And then there are sometimes when you hear God no more. Sometimes you're struggling, your world has turned upside down, inside out, and you don't know how it could get worse. Maybe even you feel like you want to shake your fist at God. You're upset, you're hurt, you're grieving. The job's gone. The spouse has passed. Whatever it may be. And you go, where are you, God? I can't hear you. I can't feel you. I can't even get into your word. I can't find you. Sometimes God's got us up on His shoulders and we're having a ball. Sometimes He throws us over His shoulder like a sack of potatoes. Because we're hurting so bad we can't get there on our own. We can't enjoy the ride, but we know if we've been beat up long enough and we've stuck it out long enough, we can look back and know He was still carrying us. He still had us. He still took us through. So we're on two journeys. In the world today, evil exists. Can I hear somebody say amen? It wants to destroy something that this psalm wants us to know. Good and pleasant it is when we gather in unity. Now I asked you to look at this cross, right? For every single one of you, you'll give me a different description of this. Some of you may notice the kind of wood it is. Some of you may say, well, why has he got that big old knot out there in the end of that? That's ugly. Some of you will look and say, well, you know, that's kind of a piece of old rough wood and I don't like that it don't fit like it used to. Darn it, it won't squeak now. It squeaked earlier. Made that almost fingernail on the chalkboard because most people don't know that now. Every single one of us will see this different because of our experience, because of our impressions, because of where we are. And tomorrow you may bring us everyone back to in here and we'll see it a little different tomorrow.
There's diversity, but there is an enemy out there that wants to destroy us in our diversity. He wants to destroy us because we're different, and because we see things different, and because we believe things different, and because we've got faults, because we've got failures. I have never met a person that didn't have a prejudice. I have never met a person in my life that didn't have some form of an ism. You pick one. I have never met a perfect person, and the church doesn't have any in it either. I hope every one of us realize I came because I'm not perfect, and because I realize I'm not perfect, I'm here because God needs to work on me a little more. Amen? But the devil is out there, folks, and he is dividing. Have you not seen it? He's wanting to take the very diversity that gives us a view of a cross that has so many beautiful illustrations with it, that talks about this image that for me represents the sacrifice of Jesus, that gives me redemption, that gives me salvation, that gives me hope, that gives me promise, that gives me prayer. Oh, when I look at the cross, I'm reminded that He died for me. I'm not worthy of it, but by His grace I am. Through His love I can make it. How about you? I bet you see something else, don't you? Oh, I could go on about an old cross. But the devil is out there today. He wants to divide us by our skin color. He wants to divide us by our language. He wants to divide us by everything that God wants to celebrate that makes us unique in His creation. The devil wants to divide and conquer. He wants to destroy us. We are not each other's enemy. Paul said we don't have an enemy of flesh and blood, but of spirits and principalities, the devil at work. And folks, when he starts jerking your chain, kick him out in the name of Jesus. Church, we are on a physical journey, but we're on a spiritual journey. I know I have prejudice. I don't like Chevrolets. And I forgive you for driving one, Cleve. This is a Chevrolet, but he likes it. Can you believe it? Anybody else in here? You ain't going to beat it now. Who? Anita Smith. It's a GMC. It's not really a Chevrolet. Is it? Is it? What do you do with this? I mean, Mark, what are you driving? Did you tie that goat up out here so it wouldn't eat our shrubbery? I'm just kidding. But there's diversity, and it's okay. That's why there are Chevrolets and Fords. There are weak people, and they drive them. Or maybe they have more faith than anyone else. It's a miracle a minute. You know, will it start? Please, Lord. Did it blow up when it started? Thank you, Jesus. It's going. Will it stop? Mine probably won't start and won't get out of the parking lot. It'll be $5,000 to get home. You know, probably what it'll be. But that's diversity. The devil wants to divide us. He wants to divide us over the smallest of things. Eye colors and hair colors and skin colors. Oh my. He wants to divide us and destroy us and divide and conquer us. Church, Jesus says, I forgave you. I didn't look to see what color you were. I didn't look to see if you had it all. He said, while you are yet in your sins, He died for us. That proves God's love for us. We say that every month, but do we feel that every day? Church, we need to not play His game. We're on a spiritual journey and a physical journey. I cannot love people without the grace of God in my life. There are some common things that we as Christians need to hold on to. We need something that we can dig our feet into and wrap our arms around, and I call it common ground. This cross may look different to every one of us here, but we all know it's a cross. We all know it's a cross. And we everyone know that for us as Christians, Jesus died on a cross to bring us out of our Egypt, our slavery, our bondage. He brought us out of that which sentenced us into that promised land almost. We can all agree that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that brings us to a relationship with God. And I think that if we sat down and we put our heads together for a few minutes, we could all agree that one of the greatest attributes of God, though there are many, is that God is love. And my friends, this morning on this earthly journey through the flesh, through its struggles in this spiritual jiggling back and forth and ups and downs, God is love, and love never ends. Love is eternal. It doesn't matter who you may lose in this life, love endures. It doesn't matter what you may have in this life that you lose, it's love. We need some things we can wrap our arms around, and a goal for which we all are going. Israel was headed to the promised land, the promise of God, and Christ gave us promises. I will be with you always. Love as you have been loved. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Church, we need to celebrate the diversity that makes us who we are. We need to confess that we have failed in many places, that we do have prejudices, and that we do have things that are different, like the Ford and Chevrolet thing. I pick on that a lot, but I'll drive anything as long as it's a Ford. But that's just the way it is. And it's okay if you drive a Chevrolet, you know, it's okay. I don't agree with it, but it's okay. Please, and I'll pray for you, you know, and I'll come and get you when you get broke down. So, but that's beside the point. I got to let you up a little bit so you can breathe. It's been pretty heavy, but it's okay. Don't let him divide you. Don't let him separate you. Paul says we are many members, but one body. Church, let's don't let him win. Let's love each other. Let's admit our faults and failures. Let's forgive each other and love each other. And let's be okay with that. Amen. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed for just a minute. Pastor, I've got stuff I'm struggling with this week. I need some special prayers. I just want you to slip your hand up and take it right back down. Don't leave it. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I've got stuff going on in my family, and I don't know what to do with it. Pray for me this week that I can be a witness into that of love and grace. If you want that prayer, slip your hand up and right back down. Pastor, I'm overloaded. I'm burdened beyond belief. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't know how this week's going to unfold. Would you pray for me this week? I want to pray for you. Amen. Pastor, I want to be a better Christian. I struggle with my isms, and I struggle with my prejudices. Pray for me that I can let some of those go. Slip your hand up. Amen. Well, I want to pray for us and those who are watching live this morning. Our gracious and loving God, help us to not be divided. Help us, Father, to love one another as you have called us to love one another. Father, it may be humanly impossible, but Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, we pray this morning that your love, grace, and mercy, your attributes move into our hearts and into our minds as we struggle on this physical journey, as we struggle on this spiritual journey. Father, when those times are coming when we don't know what to do, and on those mountaintops when we can praise you with freedom, God, be with us and strengthen us. And Father, bring us together in our diversity that we may see a picture that you see. For every person is precious in your sight. Every life is worth redemption. Every soul worth saving. Father, help us to be your witness into the world. By your love and your grace and through your mercy, may we truly know you within us. And may the adversary that seeks to divide and conquer not win a battle. Not win a single battle. On our watch. Empower us and strengthen us to live it out, living in unity. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May the grace and peace of God that surpasses all understanding go with you. Bless you and keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his love fill you and his spirit guide you. As we go now to be the church by love and grace, let not the enemy divide, but let God bring us together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.